High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Adams Central High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central Patriots getting set to take on St. Paul in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The girls' game is up first as we chat with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. And, Coach, it's been the weather and it's been the holidays. It's been kind of a tough time getting into the routine once again.
Yeah, it has been. This has been one of the crazier times we've had. We haven't had a winter like this in a while, and it seems like it's snowing at one of the worst times as far as we had the moratorium, and then we get past that and get into the holiday tournament, and you try and, figure out your week's plan for the schedule, and those 2 days in the middle of the week are pretty important. So that was not a good time for snow as far as the coaches are concerned. I would guess most kids probably aren't too concerned about it because they just like to play the games. But it's been hard to get in routine, and I'm sure that will affect us as far as getting up and down the court a little bit tonight.
Talk about the effects. Usually the midweek is a portion of your schedule where you really turn up the heat defensively and offensively, trying to get up and down the floor a little bit. So maybe your hardest practices of the week is the midweek practices, but that will have a little bit of effect here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it is. As far as that's the way that we do those things is, the Tuesday, Wednesday practice are the hardest, and then you back off and go pregame on Thursday, and we have a lot of Friday, Saturday games. And so when we come back on Monday, a lot of times we go a little light and almost do a pregame on Monday for our Saturday game, and then we can just review that later in the week. And best plans can get messed up pretty easy by Mother Nature, and that's a little bit of what happened there. But, yeah, those are important days. Those are days that we like to do a lot of full court, get up and down the floor and work the girls pretty hard and then give them that day to kind of recover and get ready. But, we're planning to sub a little extra tonight, and we'll kind of see how it goes. St. Paul was lucky enough to get a game in on Tuesday, so they got that game in and kind of were able to work out some of their bugs a little bit. But hopefully we're ready to go tonight. I know it's going to be a battle, and that'll probably be a part of it that we have to try and work through, but that's just the way it is. And hopefully the kids are ready to go and come out and play hard, and we do the best we can and see what happens.
Everything we have seen now over the last 2 weeks, it's been 10 days since you guys have really played competitively after coming off of the holiday tournament over in Minden, a win and a loss over there. Had a pretty good ball game in the first one, beating Broken Bow, and then losing a heartbreaker to Minden in the championship ball game in a couple of overtimes. Just to talk about your play over there.
Yeah, we kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start against Broken Bow, and again, that was kind of some of the timing issue, getting up and down the floor, and we had to modify some of what we were doing, according to what they were doing. And our girls did a great job of making adjustments as we moved into the end of the second quarter there, and we held them scoreless in the third quarter and were able to stretch it out. And Broken Bow is just really, they're not necessarily a young team, but they are in some aspects as far as experience is concerned. And they just don't give up. And they made a good run at us in the fourth quarter and changed a 24-point game to a 13-point game. And at a time in which you're thinking about getting some reserves in and maybe resting some starters, we had to keep starters in and finish the game. And they did the same thing to Minden earlier in the year when they played, and it was almost ideal. They just turned up the heat, caused some turnovers, and made some big free throws. And they're a team that's a little better than their record indicates. They still have a tough time matching up with people inside, but they're a good team. And then Minden at home is always a tough game because they shoot so well there. And a lot of people talk about things concerning that, but that's the truth of the matter is they shoot well, they play well, they're comfortable. And they did. They shot well against us, and they made one more basket than we would like them to have made. Second overtime, we made too many turnovers, and we lost opportunities to score. And you're pretty limited on your number of opportunities when you get into those overtimes. And we had a few too many turnovers and lost possessions, and they got a lead, and then they did a good job taking care of the ball. But our girls did a great job. We had an 8-point lead. They put a run on us in the end of the third and squeezed that down, and then it was pretty much back and forth in the fourth quarter. We had a lead, and you had an opportunity to close it out, but Minden did a great job and tied the game. We go to overtime, and we had a 3-point lead with 40 seconds left, and they run all the time off and hit a shot with 5 seconds left and tie the game up. And You know, so they just had the luck, and got after that to the second game with the boys, and we were hoping that the girls used all of it up because they almost got our boys in too. Same kind of situation, but our girls have done a great job so far, and hopefully they're ready to go tonight.
First month of the season in the book, sitting at 6-2. You had a lot of holes to fill coming into this 2009-2010 season. You got to be happy with what you got done in the first month.
Yeah, we are. We had big shoes to fill. You know, we didn't know exactly how that was going to go, and you know, we start off with Holdridge, so that's a little bit scary. They're always good. They're always tough, play physical, and we had players that stepped up, and we got a big win over Holdridge to start the year, and you know, I think that carried us a ways as far as giving us some momentum, some confidence that we could play with people, and you know, then we played Kearney Catholic, and we pretty much played toe-to-toe with Kearney Catholic except for 2 minutes in the third quarter, which they went on a 16-0 run and stretched that game out, and you know, otherwise our girls have done a great job. We had an overtime, double overtime loss at Minden, but you know, they come out and they played hard, and we're still a work in progress, and we want to continue to get better and you know, kind of figure some things out. We're still working on that, but they've done a great job for us. We're really happy with them.
Really, three girls right now carrying most of the scoring load. Are you still looking for that go-to person in this offense?
Yeah, you know, a little bit, but I don't know that we will find that just with the matchups that we'll see from game to game and different. You know, Jalinda is definitely our person with the most experience and the most points and rebounds and stuff coming back from last year stat-wise, and is a player that teams are focusing on a little bit. And you know, she's had some tough matchups. She's had to play against two or three All-State post players so far this year. So, I mean, she has had some tough matchups to start with. And so we've had to have some other players step up. And Kelly Shuck is shooting the ball well. And Janessa Bolin has stepped in and is really helping as far as carrying the load, scoring some points. And we need a little bit more out of our bench, I think, to help balance out other teams' benches. But I think it's just going to have to be a combination of players where, you know, I see Jordan Hooper scored 54 the other night. I don't know that we have anybody quite like that because she's pretty rare. But, you know, we just have to do things as a team.
That's a change from in the past. We've had one or two players that have really stepped up for us in the past. This year we've got a combination, maybe a scoring by committee, like you said.
Yeah, I think it will be, you know, because there are different matchups all the time, and there's a matchup tonight with St. Paul where we maybe have an advantage in the post. But their guards are going to match up with us pretty good. You know, it just is going to be like that from time to time, and we need to make sure we take advantage of any of those advantages we have. Is we're not a real big team, and we're going to see some big players as we go through the season. So we're just going to have to rely on, you know, getting the ball to people, and whoever's hot needs to get the ball more.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the opponents tonight in St. Paul as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. His Patriots getting set to take the floor here tonight against the St. Paul Wildcats. Coach, the opponent's a team that comes in 3 wins and 5 losses, but they are St. Paul. We know this is going to be a tough battle tonight.
Yeah, they always are. And I'm visiting with their coaches and watching them on tape. I mean, they've had some situations where, you know, there's a few calls that go one way, and the games that they've lost are maybe a little bit different. Even the game against GICC, which score-wise looks like a blowout, if they get a few foul calls on some blocked shots and GICC has a girl that gets in foul trouble, that's a completely different game, and it's probably a battle down to the buzzer. So they've come across some bad luck and some things that have made it tough over the season so far. But they're an experienced group, and they play really hard. They're going to play physical. Their record may not be very good, but they are a good team, and they're going to be a tough team for us to handle, so we're going to have to play well.
Just give us a thumbnail as we look at them statistically. A girl is scoring about 11 points per ball game, a girl scoring about 10, and a bunch below that. What do we expect tonight?
Well, yeah, and I think they're kind of the same way, where they're going to be kind of score by committee for the year for them also. You know, they kind of rotate some post players inside, but Shannon Bank on the outside there is... Play some point guard, play some two guard, but is their best guard, and she's a threat to shoot the three. She's a threat to drive, and she's a good passer, and she really runs their offense out there. And coach's daughter, Albert, you know, she's a good role player as well, and she can shoot the three, and Marmot can shoot the three. So they've got some good players that can stretch the defense a little bit, and then they've got post players that aren't huge, but they just use their body well and play really physical inside, and we've got to make sure we keep control of them. And I mean, they've always had somebody step up and play their best game against us, and so, you know, hopefully we can control that tonight. But I mean, they always do, and they always shoot well from the free throw line, and it's always a battle. Last year's probably the biggest margin of victory in quite a while, so it'll be a battle.
So is our advantage in the post, is that what you're thinking going in?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, and it depends on how they guard us. They can go zone or they can go man, and it kind of depends. But Jalinda will have a height advantage. Overall in the post, they have more experience in there, and probably overall size, they're probably a little bigger than we are, especially when they go to their bench. They have 2 6-footers on the bench that can come in and play also. So, you know, it kind of depends on what defense they bring and how they try to match up against us. But, you know, that's something that we'll have to adjust to, and I'm sure they've been working on since, well, I guess they only had one practice in there with the weather as well. But, you know, we'll just have to see how they're defending.
Which key's worse tonight?
Same key as we usually have, which is we've got to take care of the ball and make sure we get shots instead of turnovers. That's been the key to most of the games, even the Kearney Catholic game. They got their points off of turnovers, and we've got to do a good job of keeping control of the ball, and we also have to keep them off the boards and off the free throw line.
Okay, Glenn.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
DeMarco, head coach for the M Central Patriots. Stick around. Play-by-play description, starting lineups coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Patriots Gym. We're at Adams Central tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Kind of a busy Saturday. A couple of games already in the books over at Hastings St. Cecilia, as the St. Cecilia boys came up winners here this afternoon. The St. Cecilia girls dropped the ball game to Lincoln Christian. And now a doubleheader here at Adams Central High School, as the Wildcats of St. Paul in town to take on AC in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here on 1230 KHAS. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central's girls coming in, a record of 6 wins and 2 losses on the season. They split a couple of ball games at the Minden Holiday Tournament in their last outing, beating Broken Bow by a score of 52-33, and then losing to Minden in double overtime in the championship ball game by the score of 50-45. The only other loss for Adams Central this year was back on December 10th when they dropped a decision to Kearney Catholic, losing by the score of 65-43. The Patriots with wins so far this year over Holdridge and Aurora, also Centura, Ord, and Gibbon before they got that win over Broken Bow in the opening round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. The Wildcats of St. Paul come in with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. They have dropped their last 3. St. Paul winning 3 games, one over Donovan Trumbull, 58-30. They beat Loup City, 56-37, and they beat Broken Bow, 58-26. They dropped a couple of games in the Gothenburg Holiday Tournament during the Christmas break, losing to Boone Central 61-31, and losing to Ord by the score of 47-44. As head coach Tim Barker talked in the pregame show, St. Paul has already been on the floor once this week as they lost to Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday by the score of 54-32. So it's Adams Central sitting at 6-2 on the season, and St. Paul at 3-5 as we get set for girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Our third game of four here today after the doubleheader over at the Chapman Gym earlier this afternoon. Adams Central's girls, 6 wins, 2 losses on the season, coached by Tim Marker. They're averaging 49 points per ball game on offense, giving up 45.2 on the defensive end. They'll go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Kelly Shuck in the starting lineup here for the Patriots tonight, a 5'4" and senior. Shuck is averaging 9 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Janessa Bolin is a 5'6" junior. Bolin is averaging 10 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Jalinda Hodson is a 5'11" and senior. Hodson is averaging 9 points and 13 rebounds per game so far. Carrie Holland is a 5'9" and senior. Holland is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Carrie Coates will be the other starter for the Adams Central Patriots. She's a 5'6" senior. Coates is averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Adams Central as a team knocking down 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 35% from three-point territory, and 53% from the free throw line. St. Paul coming in, a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Cats are coached by Todd Alberts. They're averaging 43 points per ball game on offense, giving up 42 on the defensive end. They'll go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Kendra Alberts, a 5'4" and senior, averaging 4 points per ball game. Shannon Bank is a 5'7" and senior. She's the leading scorer on the team. She's averaging about 11 points per ball game. Rebecca Mossett is a 5'5" and senior. Mossett on the season is averaging 10 points per ball game. Christy Grimm is a 5'6" and senior. Grimm right now averaging just a couple of points per ball game. And also Mackenzie Mudloff. Mudloff is a 5'10" junior. She is averaging 4 points for ball game. So St. Paul getting set to take on Adams Central tonight at girls high school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Our second game today going to feature a couple of undefeated teams in Adams Central and St. Cecilia. In fact, the Patriots are ranked number 8 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class B. They are 8-0 on the season. The St. Paul boys are 7-0. They are ranked number 8 in Class C1. So a couple of undefeated teams will go at it in our nightcap here tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have Hastings College basketball coming up for you tomorrow afternoon. The Lancers of Mount Marty in town to take on Hastings over at Lynn Farrell Arena. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock. A good matchup in the women's ball game tomorrow. A matchup of the number 2 ranked team in the nation at Hastings and number 7 in Mount Marty. We'll have both ball games for you tomorrow and 1230 KHIS pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. But it's high school stuff here tonight. Adams Central and St. Paul girls high school basketball to get things started here tonight. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right, and the Patriots will control the opening tip. AC will be in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. St. Paul is dressed in their dark blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. As Adams Central works against the man-to-man defense in the opening possession of the ball game. Hodson has got it at the top of the key for AC, drives it down the lane, stops, puts up a little 7-footer. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Shannon Bink. Bankwell will do it all for St. Paul. She can shoot. She plays the good pressure defense out top. Kendra Alberts has got the ball now. Her pass is deflected out there by Bullen, but it's picked up by St. Paul. Bank has got it on the right sideline. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it over here on the near side as St. Paul works against this man-to-man defense here for Adams Central. Mossett has got the ball. The Bank hammers the ball inside. Going to be deflected away from Mudloff, but she tries to get rid of it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Paul. So a turnover on the Wildcats to get things started. That's their opening possession, and that's their first turnover of the contest. Adams Central comes back the other direction. No score just underway here at the Patriots Gym. Girls High School basketball tonight. There's a Kerry Coates with the ball for AC. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Kelly Shuck on the far sideline. Takes it down in the baseline. Her little scoop shot is up there. It is no good as she drives the ball to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Paul. Personal foul will go on the Cats with 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Kelly Shuck. Shuck averaging 9 points per ball game and 2.6 rebounds per game. She's a 68% foul shooter on the season, and she hits her first one. Last personal foul goes on Mackenzie Mudloff. That's going to be her first and a first team foul on the Cats. Shuck gets the Patriots on the scoreboard. She misses her second one. It's 1-0 Adams Central. Rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Grimm grabs it there for the St. Paul Wildcats. As Mossett's got it now out top, throws it over on the right sideline to Bink. Lobs it inside to Mudloff. Dribbles once, kicks it over here to Mossett. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebounded in the lane. A follow shot up and in by Mudloff. So the first one missed, but Mackenzie Mudloff gets the offensive board and the put back for St. Paul. It's now a 2-1 ball game. St. Paul with a lead over Adams Central. Janessa Bullen with it. Comes across the top to Kelly Shuck. Shuck out here in three-point territory. Down to Kerry Holen. Holen still with that big brace on her right knee. She suffered an injury last year. Just now getting back into the thick of things here for the Patriots. Has played the entire season for head coach Tim Marker. There's a long-range jumper by Hodson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Paul. The Cats will come back the other way. St. Paul has got a 2-1 lead. Shannon Bank has got it as she trots it across the midcourt stripe. AC still under man-to-man defense. Over here on the wing is Mossett. Dribbles down on the baseline. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Paul, so the Wildcats will keep it. They'll inbound the basketball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now is Kay Sanowski for St. Paul, and coming out of the contest will be Mossett. So Sanowski is into the ball game now, a 5'8" senior for head coach Todd Alberts. 2-1 is the score. St. Paul has got the early lead, 5:48 to play here in the first quarter. There's a shot taken by Mudloff that's going to be no good. Rebounded by Grimm down there on the baseline. Comes back out on the wing to Bink. Drives it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses that one from point-blank range. Rebound comes down to Hodson. Hodson gets it away now to Kelly Shuck. Hustles into the offensive zone. To Bolin. 4-3. Shot good. Janessa Bolin, a 50% three-point shooter. She cans her first shot here. A three-pointer from the left side, and it's now a 4-2 ball game. Adams Central with a two-point lead. Pressure here in backcourt. The ball knocked away by Bolin. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. St. Paul will play things in. So 4-2 is the score. A three by Bolin. A free throw by Kelly Shuck for Adams Central. So far, a field goal for Mackenzie Mudloff for St. Paul. 4-2. Patriots with a two-point advantage. With the basketball now, Sanowski dribbles into the lane, kicks it out on the wing. Here's a three-pointer put up and in. Shannon Bank hits the three ball there for St. Paul, and the Cats go back out on top. 5-4 now. St. Paul with a one-point lead. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Patriot gym. Bolin's pass is deflected. She gets it right back, though. Out to Kelly Shuck at the point. Pounds it inside. Ball knocked away from Hodson, but Jalinda comes out near the 10-second line to grab it here to keep it alive for the Patriots. Hodson down to Kerry Coates. Coates comes out to Kelly Shuck. Comes over to Jalinda Hodson. The ball high above her head as he looks for the cutter in the lane there for AC. Nothing there. Bolin comes over to Kelly Shuck. Holds it. Lobs it inside down to Hodson. Double team. Kicks it back out. Shuck 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Coates sends it back inside and a pushing foul on Jalinda Hodson. Coates got the offensive board, sent it right back into the lane, right in front of the basket to Hodson. And a foul is going to be called here on St. Paul, a pushing foul. That's going to be the second foul on St. Paul in the ballgame. 4:24 to play in the first quarter. 5-4, St. Paul has got a one-point lead as AC will inbound the ball. There's a long-range jumper put up there, no good by Hodson, in and out. And the rebound comes down to St. Paul. The last foul went on Mudloff. That's going to be her second. So here's Bank with the ball now for St. Paul. comes out to a Kendra Alberts. Alberts on the drive, takes it inside the three-point circle, kicks it back out, Sanowski for three. Shana's up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Janessa Bolin. Bolin dribbles out of there now for Adams Central, down the near sideline. They get the ball ahead to a Leslie Pfeiffer, who's into the ball game. Gets it inside now to a Sedlak, back outside to the top of the key. A shot by Bolin is going to be no good. Rebound to Hobson on the far sideline. Out to Bolin, dribbles to the elbow. Throws it down on the baseline to Hobson, and now we got a foul call in St. Paul. Hobson trying to drive the ball into the basket there, left to right from the left corner toward the goal. And the foul is going to be called here on St. Paul. That's going to be their third team foul here in this first quarter. Non-shooting situation. Adam Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 3:46 to play. Last foul goes on Kendra Alberts. That's going to be her first. AC plays things in. Here's Holen with the ball now. Out to Kelly Shuck at the top of the key. Takes that three-pointer. It's up and in. Nothing but twine for Kelly Shuck from the top of the key. So Adam Central has nailed a couple of threes during the ball game, and AC has now got a 7-5 lead early in this contest. Back the other way quickly. A shot taken, no good. Foul shot up and in. Jenna Derner scores. Derner just checked into the ball game, and she gets the field goal here. And St. Paul has come back to tie things up. 7 points apiece. We're in the first quarter, 3:15 to play. Here's Olin with the ball for Adams Central. Up to Kelly Shuck. Another three ball put up there and in. Shuck with back-to-back threes there for Adams Central. She's a 32% shooter from three-point territory. Adams Central is a team, 35% from behind the arc. Adams Central has nailed 3 three-pointers so far here in this first quarter of play. Here comes St. Paul back the other direction. Down in the baseline is Sanowski. And she tries to come out to bench. It's going to be tipped out of her hands out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central playing the ball in as St. Paul turns it over for the second time here tonight. So 10-7 the score. Adams Central with an early lead. Patriots are looking for their 7th win of the season here tonight. 10-7 the score. Adams Central leading by 3 points. Patriots with the ball. Leslie Pfeiffer has got it out here in 3-point territory. The Holen just inside the free throw circle. Dribbles once over to Kelly Shuck. Another three ball put up there. That one is going to be short. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Bink of St. Paul. Starts to come up the floor. It's tipped away from her. It's picked up by Adams Central. Shuck back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Battle again in the lane. Who's got it? AC comes out of there with a rebound. So St. Paul with 3 turnovers already here in this first quarter. Adams Central with a 10-7 lead. Patriots with the ball in their offensive zone. Leslie Pfeiffer right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over here to Sedlak. Long-range jumper is put up there from 17 that won't go. Rebound comes down to Mossett for St. Paul. Trots it down the right side of the floor. Now back to the center here as they set up the offense. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. 10-7. Now St. Paul works the offense here. Bank lobs it inside. Here's a shot taken by Grimm. That's going to be no good. Foul in the play. Pass came in from the left wing into a Grimm, and a foul is going to be called there on Adams Central. That's the first personal foul. It's going to go on Holen. That's going to be her first. And the first foul on the Patriots. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be short. Kirstie Grimm misses the free throw there for St. Paul. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Into the ball game now is going to be Alberts. She's going to replace Shannon Bink. 1:55 to play here in the first quarter. 10-7 is the score. Adams Central with a three-point advantage. Second shot is up there. Is no good by Grimm. The rebound comes down to Hobson for Adams Central. So the Patriots come back with a three-point lead. AC with the ball. Kerry Coates comes over here on the wing to a Janessa Bolin. Bolin out to Holen at the top of the circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound Bolin in the lane. Kicks it out here on the left side to Coates. Her shot no good. Rebounded again by Holen as the basketball is stripped away. It's picked up by Mossett for St. Paul. So St. Paul has got the basketball. 1:30 to play here in the first quarter. 10-7. Adams Central with a three-point lead here in girls high school basketball. Kendra Alberts goes over in the wing to Mossett. Sends it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Holen as she gets around. The big girl inside, Mudloff, and AC has got their 4th turnover here in this first quarter. Here's Cheyenne Gotch, who's into the ball game now. Thought about the three-pointer, but passed it up. Goes over to Bolin at the top of the key. Bolin now to Coates on the wing on the left side. There's a man-to-man defense as the pass comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Mossett drives the length of the floor. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Coates. Kerry Coates on the dribble now down the right side. Brings it back to the center of the floor for AC. Over to Janessa Bolin. Holds it out in three-point territory. The Holen inside the free throw circle. Her pass down low is going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Jolinda Hobson. The ball is tipped out of bounds there by St. Paul. Adams Central inbound the basketball. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. 46.7 seconds to play Here in the first quarter, 10-7, Patriots with the lead. AC will inbound. Coach will get it in to Sedlak. Sedlak out to Cheyenne Gotch, now to Janessa Bullen. We'll see if head coach Tim Marker goes for the final shot here in this first quarter with a 10-7 advantage. Still 35 seconds to go. Down the right side of the lane, there's a shot by Hobson from 7 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jenna Derner for St. Paul. Derner gets it into the hands now of Kendra Alberts, and she'll bring it into the offensive scoring zone against Bullen. Alberts will get it down to Rebecca Mossett, and now St. Paul will go for the final shot here in the first quarter. Adams Central goes for the steal, and Carrie Coates picks up the foul for her efforts. Carrie picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be the second team foul in Adams Central. 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-7, Patriots have the lead. Here's Shannon Bink into the ball game now for AC. Going to replace Grimm as head coach Todd Alberts gets his shooters in there now with a chance to tie things up here at the end of the first period with a three-pointer. Mossett will get it in to Shannon Bink. She's the leading scorer on the team. And Bink has got it out here in three-point territory as she works against Holland. We're down to 7 seconds. Bink has still got it. Throws up an off-balance three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Gotch grabs the rebound. Gets it away now to a Pfeiffer. Approaches the 10-second line, and the Patriots don't get a shot off here. The end of the first quarter, but the Patriots will have the lead after one. So one quarter in the books here tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHIS. The score is Adams Central 10, St. Paul 7.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Third game of four here today on 1230 KHIS. Had the doubleheader between Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian this afternoon. Hawks winning the boys' game. Lincoln Christian taking the girls' contest. And now we got the twin bill between Adams Central and St. Paul here tonight. Girls' game here, 10-7. The Patriots have a three-point advantage as we start the second quarter. Adams Central immediately on the opening possession here tries to pound the ball inside, and an offensive foul is going to be called by Hobson, or on Hobson, as the ball was deflected momentarily away from Jalinden, and she picks up the personal foul. So St. Paul will come back the other way, trailing by three, 10-7 so far. 3 three-pointers in the ball game for AC. Kelly Shuck's got two. She's also added a free throw. Janessa Bolin has got a three-pointer. The Patriots with 10 points on the board as we begin the period number two. Here's Shannon Bank with the ball for St. Paul. There's a long-range jumper by Mossett. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Grimm. Her follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Hobson. Hobson has got it for Adams Central. Gets it away now to a Kelly Shuck as she hustles it into the forward court here for the Patriots. Sets up the offense. Here's Hobson out here in three-point territory. One cutter through the lane. They can't get the ball to her. That is Cheyenne Gotch, the Shuck. They found the ball down low. Here's Hobson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to AC. Sedlak has got it. Now to Shuck. She can't put up a shot. Goes to Hobson in the lane. Now on the wing on the right side is Cheyenne Gotch. Takes it down into baseline. The ball is tipped away. Gotch picks it up. Comes out to Hobson. Now back out into three-point territory to Bullen. Bullen to Hobson with her toes right at the top of the three-point arc. To Kelly Shuck over in the wing on the left side to Bullen. Bounds it down low again to Hobson. Down top of the key to Kelly Shuck. Back to Hobson inside. Wheels. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's hammered on the arm. A foul is going to go on St. Paul. That's going to go on Jenna Derner. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Wildcats. And going to the free throw line for AC will be Jalinda Hobson. Hobson, a good foul shooter so far this season. 13 out of 18 for 72% as she puts that one down through the hole. And the Patriots are now 2 out of 3 here in this ball game. Hodson averaging 9 points and 13 rebounds per game for head coach Tim Walker. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hodson grabs a rebound, but she was out of bounds. Ball came to the right corner, and Hodson went after it there for the Patriots, but she grabs it, and her toes are on the line, so it'll be St. Paul inbounding the ball here in backcourt, now trailing in the ball game by the score of 11-7. So St. Paul has got it into their offensive end. Kendra Alberts, a cross-court pass, deflected away. It's into the backcourt, now a traveling violation as Alberts goes down to try to grab it there for St. Paul. Lost her footing and fell on top of the basketball in backcourt, and a traveling violation is called on the Cats. Turnover number 5 here in the ball game on St. Paul. 11-7 the score. Adams Central has got the lead in girls high school basketball here tonight. A battle of unbeatens in the boys contest tonight between St. Paul and Adams Central. Here's Hodson in the lane. Her shot is up there. Good. So Linda Hodson scores right in front of the basket there for Adams Central. A little 5-footer. She's now got 3 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead by the score of 13-7. Adams Central has scored the last 6 points of the basketball game. Here's Shannon Bank with the ball. Has it stripped away, but it's picked up here by Alberts. Alberts circles around, takes it to the right side. Her shot from 7 feet away is going to be no good. Ball tapped out, and Kendra Alberts grabs it for St. Paul. Comes out to Shannon Bank out in three-point territory. Adams Central playing the man-to-man defense. Bank holding the ball. Entry pass. They get it into Grimm. Grimm dribbles over to the right side of the lane. Now to Shannon Bank. A little ball fake and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on St. Paul is 13-7, and now head coach Todd Alberts wants to call a timeout. St. Paul wants to talk things over. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the score, Adams Central 13, St. Paul 7.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
And earlier today in high school basketball, the St. Cecilia girls lost to Lincoln Christian by the score of 39-37. The St. Cecilia boys came up winners today, beating Lincoln Christian by the score of 78-37. Lincoln Christian scored only 10 points in the second half of that ball game. So a split over the Chapman Gymnasium here this afternoon. Hastings High boys and girls playing tonight out in Lexington. Adams Central's girls with a lead here 13-7 over St. Paul. Patriots have the ball in their offensive zone. Jalinda Hodson angles in from the right wing. There's a pass down in the corner now to a Kelly Shuck. Brings it back in to Hodson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bink. Shannon Bink has got the ball for St. Paul, and she'll slow things up as she brings it to the 10-second line and steps it across that midcourt stripe. Bink goes over to Mossett on the wing. Lob pass into the lane. It's over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a last touch by Adams Central. That was shut down there, battling for the ball with Shannon Bink as a pass came in from the right wing over the head of everybody down on the baseline, and Shuck was the last to touch it. So St. Paul gets a break here. They will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own hoop. Shannon Bink will trigger things in for the Cats. Bink holds it. He's got to come way out on top. Alberts grabs it out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Bolin of AC. Over on the wing, down to Bank, lobs it down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is going to be Grimm. Kirsty Grimm scores there for St. Paul. And it's a 13-9 ball game now. Patriots with a 4-point lead. Adams Central has got it now. Kerry Coates on the right sideline, dribbles once, comes out to Janessa Bolin, over to Shuck on the wing on the left side, trying to penetrate against Alberts. Good defense there by St. Paul. Entry pass, they get it to Holen, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sanowski, who's back into the ball game for St. Paul. So it's 13-9. Adams Central has got a 4-point lead, but St. Paul has got the basketball back in their offensive zone. Bink on the low block left side kicks it out into three-point territory to Sanowski. Sanowski out to Alberts out here in three-point territory near the 10-second line. The Shannon Bink picked up there by Kelly Shuck defensively for AC. Bink looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Goes over to Sanowski. Bounce pass inside to Grimm. Kicks it back out. Sanowski on the baseline picked up there by Coates. Her pass grabbed out into the 10-second line again by Bink. We're down to 3:40 to play here in this second quarter. 13-9. Here's a pass down low. A shot taken by Grimm. No good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for AC. Now to Janessa Bolin into the forecourt to Coates. She heads for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Shannon Bank, and she'll hold things up. She takes it down the right sideline. 13-9, Patriots with a four-point lead here in this one. Shannon Bank goes over to Kay Sanowski, picked up there by Coates defensively. Adam Central saves with a man-to-man. Here's a pass in the lane deflected by Holland, brought down again by Janessa Bolin of AC. Turnover number 7 on St. Paul in the ballgame. Bolin has got it down for the Patriots. Right-handed dribble comes over to Kelly Shuck. Free throw line extended right side. Shuck holds it. Not a Holland at the top of the circle. Carey looking inside. Nothing there. Coates over on the wing on the right side. Carey dribbling with the ball into the paint. Kicks it out. Left side. Here's a shot by Hodson. Good. Jalinda Hodson steps out. A little 12-footer from the left side of the lane. She scores. In fact, only 3 Patriots have scored so far tonight. Shuck, Bolin, and Hodson. But it's good enough so far for a 6-point lead. 15-9 is the score. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. Here's a Shannon Bank with the ball. Bank comes over here to a Kendra Alberts, puts it on the floor. Throws it out here to Sanowski at the top of the key. A 3-pointer put up there at him. Kay Sanowski, who's only been averaging 6 points per ball game, nails a 3 right there. And the Cats are back to within 3 points. 15-12 the score. Adam Central now in their offensive end. Hodson has got it. Now to a Janessa Bolin, the Shuck. On the wing on the left side, there's Holden with the ball at the top of the circle. Over to Kerry Coates on the wing on the right side. Coates, little ball fake, takes it down on the dribble, down to the baseline. A shot is up there. It's blocked down, but a foul called. Foul's going to go on St. Paul. And Coates will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul goes on Bank. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Wildcats. It'll be Kerry Coates to the free throw line. 63% foul shooter in the season. She is 14 out of 22. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It is good. AC now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line here tonight. Into the ball game for the Patriots will be Kelsey Sedlak. Also coming in will be Cheyenne Gotch. 16-12. Patriots now with a 4-point lead. Here comes the next one from Coates. That one is good. So Kerry Coates hits both free throws, and the Patriots now have a 17-12 advantage in girls high school basketball. Patriots looking for their 7th win in 9 outings here tonight. 17-12. Adam Central has got the lead. Shannon Bank drives it down the paint. Her shot is up there. Good. Shannon Bank now with 5 points in the ball game for St. Paul. The Wildcats hanging close here. They're down by 3 points. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym. Jalinda Hodson on the wing comes out to Kerry Coates. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Bolin. Bolin now to Sedlak, who's back into the contest. To Bolin out here in 3-point territory. Bolin dribbling with the ball, looking at the St. Paul defense. Bolin goes over to Coates on the wing on the left side, picked up over there by Kendra Alberts of St. Paul. Pass comes to the top of the key to Hodson, drives it down the lane, dumps it off to Coates. Her shot is up there and in. Hodson gets the assist. Kerry Coates gets the field goal there for AC. Coates now with 4 points in the contest, 19-14. Adams Central leading by 5. Sanowski with the ball for St. Paul to the right sideline to Alberts, to Sanowski, into the forecourt to Grimm. Grimm goes back over in the wing on the right side to Kendra Alberts, and she dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Alberts gives it away to Shannon Bink, picked up there by Bolin of AC. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the left side. Bink comes out between the rings again to a Sanowski. 45 seconds to play. St. Paul's trying to set something up there. They got 3 girls right across the free throw line, and now they're double stacked, 2 to each side. As they run the offense, Shannon Bink circles around that double screen, takes it down into baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Shannon Bank scores for St. Paul. She's got 7 points in the ball game. The Cats are back to within 3. 19-16 the score now. Adam Central has got it. Hodson out here in 3-point territory. Comes out to a Gotch. Gotch throws it over in the wing on the left side to Bolin, and she's open from 15 and hits it. Janessa Bolin scores. She's now got 5 in the ball game for Adam Central. 21-16 the score. 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. End of the forecourt, and they throw the ball over the head of Grimm. It's out of bounds. 8 turnovers on St. Paul so far in this basketball game. 5.9 seconds to go in the second quarter. Adam Central inbound. Bolin has got it. Now to Hodson. Goes over to Cheyenne Gotch. She has it stripped away at the 10-second line, and now it is loose in the backcourt, but time expires here in the first half. Adam Central has got the lead at halftime by 5 points. Adam Central outscoring St. Paul in quarter number 2, 11-9. And at halftime, it's Adam Central 21, St. Paul 16. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls high school basketball from 1230 KHAS. We have got the boys game coming up next. A couple of undefeated teams going at it here tonight as Adams Central is sitting at 8-0 in this season. They are ranked number 8 in Class B this week on the boys' side of things. St. Paul is 7-0. They are ranked number 8 in Class C1. So those two teams will go at it later on tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Girls game has been so far, not a lot of emotion out of either ball club so far in the contest, but Adams Central has got a 5-point lead here at halftime. It is 21-16. We're tied up at 7 points apiece in the first quarter. Adams Central scored the last 3 points of the first period to grab a 10-7 advantage. Then the Patriots scored the first 3 points of the second quarter, so Adams Central at that time went on a 6-0 run. They opened up a 13-7 advantage early in the second quarter. They led 15-9 and also 17-12. Again, our score at halftime, it's Adams Central out on top of St. Paul tonight by the score of 21-16. And the other action going on in the city this afternoon and tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia played this afternoon, and the Patriots, or rather the Hawkettes, were losers today to Lincoln Christian. Final score of 39-37. Lincoln Christian now 7-2 on the year. Hastings St. Cecilia is 5-4. Lexi Schmidt scored 9 points to lead St. Cecilia in scoring today. Abby Jackson had 7. Cherise Farmer had 7 points. But St. Cecilia drops a tough one today. Both of those ball clubs had 8-point leads in this ball game, but Lincoln Christian able to hold off St. Cecilia at the end, 39-37. So the Hawkettes, again, falling to 5-4 on the season, getting 9 points today from Lexi Schmidt to lead the way. Hastings St. Cecilia boys jumped down to a 39-27 halftime advantage and went on to beat Lincoln Christian today by a score of 78-37 as the Christian scored only 10 points in the second half against the St. Cecilia defense. St. Cecilia winning today 78-37 in boys high school basketball. Dalton Seeley had a huge night or a huge afternoon for the Blue Hawks as he scores 30 points for St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley scores 30, and St. Cecilia wins today by the score of 78-37 over Lincoln Christian. Both of those ball games we had this afternoon over at the Chapman Gym. Adams Central playing here tonight against St. Paul. The Adams Central girls with a lead over St. Paul, 21-16 here at halftime. Hastings High boys and girls are on the road tonight. They are playing in Lexington. That's a doubleheader is just now getting started out in Lexington tonight. So a big night of high school basketball action. Teams coming off of the Christmas holiday and the New Year holiday break, and a lot of teams battling the weather here in the past 6 or 7 days, trying to get back into the routine, getting back onto the floor. And Adams Central and St. Paul battling here tonight, 21-16 the score at halftime. Adams Central has got the lead. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, we have an update on that AFC wildcard game. The New York Jets defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 24-14. Back to you.
All right, so the New York Jets advancing with a 10-point win over the Cincinnati Bengals. There's more NFL football action coming up for you tonight. It'll be Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys as the playoffs get underway for the National Football League here tonight. Adams Central has got the lead here to score 21-16 at halftime over St. Paul. Again, Adams Central led 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored St. Paul 11-9 in the second period. Adams Central has knocked down 3 three-pointers so far here in this ball game. Kelly Shuck has got a couple of threes. Vanessa Boland has got 1 three-pointer. Shuck is leading the way so far. She's got 7 points. Shuck with 2 three-pointers, and she has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Vanessa Boland has got a 3. And a 2-point field goal. She has got 5 points. Jalinda Hobson has got a couple of field goals, and she has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. And also scoring in the ball game for Adams Central was Carrie Coates. She has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 4 points. Adams Central currently 4 out of 6 from the free throw line here in this first half of play. And the Patriots unofficially with only 2 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Paul has turned the ball over 8 times. In the contest, the Wildcats are 0 out of 2 from the stripe in the first half. Shannon Bink is leading the way so far. She's got 1 three-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Kay Sanowski has knocked down a tray. She's got 3 points here at halftime. Kirstie Grimm has got a field goal for 2, and she is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. And then Mackenzie Mudloff has got a field goal and 2 points. So only 4 girls have scored for St. Paul here in the ball game. And the Cats are within 5 points of Adams Central. It is 21-16 in favor of the Patriots. Here we got the boys' game coming up. Scheduled tip-off time at 7:45 tonight here at the Patriots gym. And then tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball for you as the Mount Marty Lancers will be in town to take on Hastings. Normally the Broncos play their games on Saturday, but today the Hastings College Wrestling Invitational is going on at the Lynn Farrell Arena, so the Bronco men's and women's basketball teams will play on a Sunday tomorrow. We'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHAS. The women's game will be at 2. The guys will follow at 4 o'clock. Pre-game show will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Good matchup in the girls' contest, I think, tomorrow as the second-ranked Broncos take on the number 7 team in the country in Mount Marty. So Hastings College basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS and a big week of high school basketball again next week as the teams are really getting the thick of things for the 2009-2010 season here in the month of January. 21-16 is our score at halftime. Adams Central has got the lead over the St. Paul Wildcats in girls high school play. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriots Gym, Adams Central High School, as the Patriots are out on top of St. Paul here tonight in girls play, 21-16. Adams Central has pretty much led this baby all the way. We were tied early in the ball game at 7 points apiece. Other than that, Adams Central has really controlled things here tonight. They've got the 5-point lead over St. Paul here in this basketball game this evening, as both teams come back on the floor for the second half here tonight. Gym's starting to fill up for the second ball game here tonight. So I mentioned a couple of undefeated teams will square off, as St. Paul will take on Adams Central tonight in the boys' game beginning at 7:45. St. Paul will have the opening possession here in the second half. They will shoot to our basket to our right. Shannon Bink has got it down for the Cats, as Adams Central start the second half in a man-to-man defense, much like they did the entire way in half number one. Mossett has got the ball now for St. Paul. Out here to Kendra Alberts. Alberts now to Bink. She hammers the ball down low. Mossett has got it back out to the elbow. Right side. Bink's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hodson grabs the rebound. Again, Hodson is averaging 13 rebounds per ball game for AC. Coates has got it. Now to Holen. Her pass is errant, but it's picked up out here in three-point territory by Kelly Schuck for AC. Over to Janessa Bolin. Bolin holds it. Now to the top of the key, and Jalinda Hodson. Hodson finally gets rid of it. Now to a Janessa Bolin. Adams Central sending some cutters through the lane. They can't get the ball to him. Now to Holen. Works the ball back inside to Hodson. Dribbles once. Back out on the wing to Bolin for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Battle for the rebound. Two players hit the deck. No foul called. Finally, it's picked up here by Bink. Shannon Bink has got it for St. Paul. So it's 21-16. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead. We're in the third quarter with 6:45 to play here in the period. Here's a Grimm with the ball back outside. Three-pointer up and in. Three-pointer by Shannon Bink. He's now got 10 in the ball game, and St. Paul is back to within 2 points. 21-19. AC. There's a shot by Schuck for three. Shot good. Kelly Schuck has now hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 10 points in the contest. She's a 32% foul shooter, actually a 32% three-point shooter out there, but she's done well tonight for AC with 3 three-pointers in the contest. 24-19, back the other way. Here's a shot taken by Mossett. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hodson. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Bolin. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Shot from the free throw line is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Mudloff for St. Paul. Mudloff gets it away. Now to Shannon Bink. 24-19, the Patriots have a 5-point lead here in girls high school basketball from the Patriots gym. There's Mossett with the ball on the wing on the right side. Dribbles a couple of times. Picked up by Coates. Comes out to Kendra Alberts, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, down to the elbow. Mudloff has got it to the right side of the lane to Mossett. Mossett, bounce pass inside to Grimm, kicks it back out. Mossett throws up a three-pointer, shots off of the back of the iron, no good. Holen grabs the rebound for AC. Out of the pass to the far sideline to Bolin, brings it back to the center of the floor now. Now Adams Central will set up the offense. Schuck on the wing on the right side. Out to Holen, just inside the free throw circle. Hammers it down low on the right baseline. Here's a shot taken. No good by Coates. And the rebound comes out there by Rebecca Mossett for St. Paul. So it's still 24-19. The Patriots with a 5-point lead. 5:07 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Kendra Alberts with the ball. Check that. Shannon Bink. Bink dribbling out here in the three-point territory. That'll get to the top of the key to Grimm. Hammers it inside to Mossett. Mossett now to Mudloff. Back out to Alberts now at the top of the circle. Over to Shannon Bink. She dribbles. Starts off left and now holds up with it as he has to work against Schuck. Out to a Mudloff in three-point territory. The Alberts drives it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, foul called. Mudloff got the offensive board there for St. Paul and a personal foul called here on Adams Central's Jalinda Hodson. The second foul on Hodson, team foul number one on Adams Central here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for St. Paul is going to be Mackenzie Mudloff. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far in the ballgame. A 5'10" junior throws it up there, and the shot's short. She will get one more. Now they're going to say the personal foul went on Holland. Kerry Holland, number 43, and not Jalinda Hodson, number 41. The official signaled three times 41, and now he comes over here and makes the correction of the scorebook, and it's going to be 43. That's Kerry Holland. She picks up her second. And now Mudloff will have her second free throw. That's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes on the near sideline. It's picked up by St. Paul, so the Cats keep it alive. 24-19, Adams Central with a five-point lead here in this one. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Pfeiffer of AC. Now to Jalinda Hodson. That is turnover number nine on St. Paul here in the basketball game. 24-19, Patriots have the lead. Pfeiffer has got it on the wing on the right side. Pfeiffer, bounce pass. Jalinda Hodson just inside the three-point circle. Comes over in the left side to Bowen. Shot from 10, no good. Rebounded defensively by Kay Sanowski. He's back into the ball game for St. Paul. Sanowski has got it here in backcourt. Adams Central trying to pressure now back here. There's a feed to the near side to a Kendra Alberts. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone on the dribble. Now Alberts picks it up. She's in trouble. Finally gets it away. Here's a Shannon Bink. Adams Central now drops back man-to-man. We're down to 3:40 to play in the third quarter. 24-19, Adams Central with a five-point lead. Bounce pass to Grimm. Has it knocked loose. Picks it up on the far sideline to Sanowski. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to a Kendra Alberts. Alberts on the wing. Down in the corner now to a Grimm. Has it tapped loose. Grimm picks it back up. Now sends it inside to Mudloff. She mishandles the ball and is taken out of there by Bowen of Adams Central. Another turnover on St. Paul. That's her 10th of the ball game. Janessa Bowen now with a basketball for AC. Over on the wing on the left side to Cheyenne Gotch. Out in three-point territory. Gotch gets it between the circles to Sedlak. She gives it up now to Janessa Bowen. St. Paul is in a man-to-man defense. Adams Central runs their offense here. Gotch has got it in the wing on the left side. Two cutters through the lane. Gotch just watches them slide through there. Instead gets the ball over to Bowen. Bowen now to Pfeiffer out here in three-point territory. Pfeiffer looks out to Bowen. Fakes the three. Now he sent it back around. That's going to be on the baseline right side. It's Hodson. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Mudloff grabs the rebound. Mudloff gets it away to Shannon Bank. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the contest tonight. 24-19 is the score. Adams Central still with a five-point lead. Shannon Bank has it knocked loose, picked it back up. Bank now on the drive toward the hoop. Drives around a couple of defenders, and now a foul is called as she goes up for the shot. So Linda Hodson, I think, is the guilty party here for AC. That's the case. She's got two. So now Hodson with two, and Kerry Holland with two for Adams Central. Going to the free throw line for St. Paul is going to be Shannon Bank. Bank has got 10 points in the basketball game. In fact, she's got team honors right now for St. Paul, and she misses her first free throw here. She'll have one more. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Shuck. Also coming in again is going to be Holland. And also Kerry Coates for head coach Tim Marker. 2:32 to play in the third, 24-19. Adams Central has got the lead. Second shot is up there. It's no good by Bank, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Gotch has got it, and she's going for the double dribble coming back the other direction. Gotch got it and was taking down the floor on the dribble, and she's whistled for the double dribble right at the midcourt stripe. So Adams Central turns over for the third time here in this contest. St. Paul will get her back here, trailing by 5 points, 24-19. Shannon Bank for the St. Paul Wildcats comes out to Sanowski. Sanowski dribbles there against Kerry Coates of Adams Central. Back out to Alberts. Again, they got some kind of a play called here with two girls stacked to each side of the lane right at the elbow. Sanowski has now got it. Dribbles to the right side. Sanowski still dribbling. Comes out here to Shannon Bank now as they split those four players up a little bit as they run this offense. Here's a Kendra Alberts again. Alberts to the right side. Stops. And now she's in trouble in three-point territory. Finally gets the ball away. That's a Sanowski with it now. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter, 24-19. Dribbling with the ball now is Kendra Alberts. She loses control, picks it up on the baseline, finally gets it in the hands of Shannon Bink. Back out here to a Mudloff. Mudloff now to a Shannon Bink around a couple of players, and now the ball's knocked loose and is picked up by Holland. Turnover number 11 on St. Paul here in the ball game. So a lot of movement, a lot of offensive sets run there, but they come away with no points in that possession. And now Shuck for three. Her shot is up there. It's good. Kelly Shuck with 4 3-pointers in the ball game for AC. She's got 13 points. She's been averaging 9.3 on the season. And Adams Central has got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 27-19 with a minute to play here in the third quarter. St. Paul now running those set plays again. Shannon Bank behind the screen from Mudloff. Comes over here to Kendra Alberts. Alberts now to a Sanowski. Holds it down on the baseline. Comes to Mudloff with the elbow. Now to a Shannon Bink. Bink holds it behind his screen again from Mudloff to Sanowski. Back inside to Bink. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called on Holland. Kerry Holland is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be your third. So three fouls on Holland. And now going to the free throw line for St. Paul is going to be Shannon Bink. Shannon's got 10 points in the contest. She is zipped for two from the free throw line here tonight. She was hammered in the active shooting. She'll get two shots here. And the first one is no good. St. Paul has not made a free throw all night long. They are 0 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. 27-19, Patriots have the lead. We're down to 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And now Bink will have one more for St. Paul. It is up there. That one is going to be around the rim, and finally they get one to go down. And now we got, well, looks like Kendra Alberts wants to check into the ball game. She's going to do that. Alberts checks in for Bink. They let St. Paul made the free throws here in the contest. This could be a tight ball game. Right now it's an 8-point lead. Adams Central is 27-19. Patriots with the ball. Gotch circles around. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sanowski. She takes that one away. Now she loses control of it here on the near sideline. It's picked up by Coates. Coates goes to Sedlak. Her shot on the baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson. Hodson now to Bolin, and a traveling violation on Bolin. Both teams a little ragged here coming out of a heavy whirlwind type of a week with the weather delays coming off of the holiday break. And we have seen our share of mistakes here in this one. 27-20 is the score. Adams Central still with a 7-point lead. And now Sanowski loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tapped out of her hands there by Adams Central's Cheyenne Gotch. And now what do we have? We have a timeout. Todd Alberts, the head coach for St. Paul, wants to call a timeout. We will take a break with 9.3 seconds to play in the second quarter, or third quarter. The score is Adams Central 27, St. Paul 20.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central, where Adams Central continues to lead St. Paul in girls high school basketball tonight. 27-20 is the score. Adams Central led at halftime 21-16. St. Paul calling the timeout here with 9.3 seconds to play in the third quarter. Trying to set something up here. Kendra Alberts has got it. Races the ball down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out to Sanowski. Sanowski at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be short, and that's the end of the third quarter. So I don't think they got the shot they wanted there. St. Paul tries to set something up with 9.3 seconds to play, but that was not the shot they wanted right there. A good look, but an off-balance shot taken by Kay Sanowski. And that is the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth and final quarter with a score. Adams Central 27, St. Paul 20.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has got the lead as they enter the fourth and final quarter here tonight. The Patriots looking to improve the record to 7 wins and 2 losses on the season. Patriots have got a short weekend as they'll be off tomorrow for Sunday, and then they've got a makeup game on Monday against Loup City. 27-20 is the score here. Adams Central will lead. Kerry Coates has got it for AC. As the Patriots have it on the opening possession of the fourth quarter. The Holland, nice pass there. They get it to Shuck, and she blows the easy one. Rebounded down to the baseline by Shannon Banks. So Shuck, after leading the team in scoring here with 13 points, misses an easy one right there. 27-20 is the score. Adams Central still leading by 7 points. Mossett has got the ball for St. Paul as he dribbles against Coates out here in three-point territory. The Shannon Bink. Bink leading the scoring so far for St. Paul with 11 points in the ball game. That's her season average. Now she backs up near the 10-second line in the dribble, sends it over to the far sideline to Kendra Alberts. She takes it into the lane. Bounce pass down low to Mudloff. Now to Bink. Her shot from 10 is up there. It's no good. Rebounded again by St. Paul's Grimm. Grimm gets it away. Now to Shannon Bink. Bink runs into Holland, loses control of the ball, and is picked up by Shuck. Shuck down the floor to Bolin. Her running layup is up there and in. Vanessa Bolin scores for Adams Central. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have now opened up a 9-point lead. It is 29-20. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the fourth and final quarter from the Patriots gym. Kendra Alberts with the ball. Bounce pass inside of Mossett. Sends it down to Mudloff on the baseline. Mudloff out to Alberts. Now to Bink in three-point territory. Adams Central still in the man-to-man. Bink, bounce pass down low. Alberts drives the baseline, puts up a running one-hander. It's good. Kendra Alberts, that is her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 29-22. Patriots leading by 7. 6:20 to play. Here's a Janessa Bolin with the ball for Adams Central. The Holland, out of Bolin, lobs it inside to Hodson, dumps it down low to Holland. Her shot is up there. It's good. Kerry Holland's first field goal of the ball game. It's now 31-22. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Bink for St. Paul goes over to Rebecca Mossett. Her pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to take it down in the corner to a Grimm. She lost it out of bounds. That's going to be the 12th turnover on St. Paul here in the ball game. Sedlak comes back in for Adams Central. Also coming in is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play girls high school basketball at the boys' contest coming up next. Here on 1230 KHIS, which will be our fourth and final game of the day at the St. Cecilia doubleheader this afternoon from the Chapman Gym. So Linda Hodson now with it for Adams Central. Comes out to a Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch now to Kelly Shuck, and she'll back things up to the 10-second line. Runs the offense. A feed over in the wing to Gotch as she holds it in three-point territory. Back out to Sedlak right at the top of the key. Sedlak looking left. Comes over here to a Kerry Coates now. Coates comes across the lane to the right wing. That's Jalinda Hodson with the ball. Hodson looking, goes to Kelly Shuck. Shuck holding it out in three-point territory to the right side to a Kerry Coates. Coates to the elbow, comes out to a Kelly Shuck again in three-point territory, and she will back things up against the St. Paul defense. Resets things and comes over to the left side to a Jalinda Hodson with the ball high above her head. Hodson looking, puts it on the floor once, goes over to Cheyenne Gotch. We're down to 5 minutes to play. In the fourth quarter, Adams Central leading by a score of 31-22. Here's Jalinda Hodson with the ball. Hodson, right at the top of the three-point circle, goes to Kelsey Sedlak. I don't know if this is a just great defense for St. Paul or Adams Central looking to run some clock, but nevertheless, here's Kelly Shuck and her three-pointers put up and in. Shuck has got 16 points in the basketball game. She has now got, 5 three-pointers in the ball game. And Adams Central has now got a 34-22 advantage. Here's a three-pointer back the other way. It is good by Rebecca Mossett. And a timeout called here from head coach Todd Alberts. So Rebecca Mossett comes right back and throws up a three right from the top of the key. St. Paul calls the timeout. We will take a break. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's now Adams Central 34, St. Paul 25.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball, also available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Patriots have pretty well led this baby from the very beginning. We were tied up early at 7 points apiece. Adams Central led it to the end of the first period, 10-7. It was 21-16 at halftime. 27-20 after three quarters. And right now, Adams Central has opened up a 9-point lead. It is 34-25. Kelly Shuck having a good ball game tonight for AC. She has knocked down 5 3-pointers, and she has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shuck has got 16 points, 16 of the 34 tonight for Adams Central. Patriots have the ball back in their offensive zone. Sedlak double teamed on the wing, takes it to the right sideline, and the ball is knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. AC will play things in. Kerry Coates will trigger things in for Adams Central as they try to wrap up their seventh win of the 2009-2010 season here tonight. Janessa Bullen with the ball, dribbling with it out in three-point territory to the far sideline. That goes to Coates. Her pass is errant, but is picked up here by Hobson near the 10-second line. Now to Kelly Shuck. St. Paul continues to stay with his man-to-man defense. On the wing is Jalinda Hobson, double-team. Now to Shuck. Shuck dribbling and now gets away. Takes it out of the left side of the lane. Loses control of the dribble. She falls down. The scramble is on. AC still got it. Here's Janessa Bullen with it now. Bullen dribbles to the free throw line out to Shuck. Adams Central running some clock now. We're down to 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot by Bullen for the right corner. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Paul ball. Adams Central runs some clock there. Bullen had a jumper off of the short baseline on the right side that would not go. So the score is still 34-25. Adams Central is leading by 9 points. But we're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Here's St. Paul with the ball. Shannon Bink has got it on the dribble. Comes out now to a Mossett, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Mossett trying to dribble to the wing on the right side, but she picks up her foot first before the ball goes down. Traveling violation on St. Paul. That's the 13th turnover on the Cats. So Adams Central now with the basketball, still with that 9-point lead. There's a Cheyenne Gotts with the ball for Adams Central. Double team. Comes out now to Sedlak. Sedlak over to Bullen. Hammers it down low to Hobson, and she's going to be pushed from behind and a foul called. A foul is called here on St. Paul. That's going to be their first team foul of the second half. Adams Central has only got 3. This one whistled on Grimm. That's going to be her first. So Adams Central has got it. Coach drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be deflected off of the fingertips of Mudloff of St. Paul. So Adams Central again will play things in with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. High school basketball tonight from the Patriots gym. Sedlak has got it on the elbow. Goes down to Coates. Now back outside the ring to a Janessa Bullen. Bullen has got it. Starts off right. Now comes left with a pass to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch puts it on the floor. Here's a bounce pass to Sedlak. Sedlak now to Bullen. Still dribbling with it around the three-point arc. Takes it to the top of the key. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. Down to Kerry Coates. Lobs it into the lane. Bullen has got it. Falls down with it. And it's going to be brought out there by Rebecca Mossett for St. Paul. A turnover on the Patriots. That's their fifth of the ball game. We're down to 2.5 to play. Still 34-25. Adams Central is leading by 9 points. A pass out on top. Bink throws up a 3-shot. Good. Adams Central goes for the steal there. They didn't get it. Shannon Bink then throws up a 3-pointer. Now she's got 14 points in the ball game. She has scored exactly half of the points for St. Paul here in the contest. 34-28, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul called here on Mossett for St. Paul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Wildcats. Both teams got several to waste here down the stretch. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Now we've got a timeout. We have got a timeout here for Adams Central. 2:14 to play in the fourth quarter. It's the Patriots 34, the Wildcats 28.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
NFL football for you today from the AFC wild card round. The New York Jets went to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals for the second straight week. This week, 24-14. The New York Jets will move on. They'll play again next weekend. They pick up a win. Tonight is Dallas playing at home against Philadelphia. 2 more games on tap tomorrow in the opening round of the NFL playoffs. Hastings St. Cecilia's girls basketball team lost today to Lincoln Christian, 39-37. St. Cecilia now 5-4 on the year. Hastings St. Cecilia boys After leading 39-27 at halftime, they go on to beat Lincoln Christian today by a score of 78-37. Blue Hawks allowing just 10 points in the second half this afternoon. Adams Central girls now with a six-point lead, 34-28, a two-possession ball game with 2 minutes and some change left here in the contest. Gary Coates has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side for Adams Central. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Now to Kelly Shuck. Shuck picked up out there by Kendra Alberts as Adams Central runs the offense here again against this St. Paul defense. They kind of turned up the heat in the fourth quarter. Here's Hodson with it to the far sideline to Kelly Shuck. She's double-teamed. Gets it away to Bolin. Her shot's deflected. Picked up by Sedlak. She has the basketball stripped away. It is loose, and it's going to be rebounded here by Grimm. Adams Central turns the ball away with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Here in the contest, 34-28, the Patriots leading by six. And now with the Wildcats have the ball back the other way. Rebecca Mossett has got it. Gets away with a palming violation there. Then sends the ball down to the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds. Got away with a violation and then immediately throws the ball down on the baseline. Grimm could not get there, and St. Paul turns it over for the 14th time here tonight. 34-28 is the score. We're down to a minute and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trying to hang on here tonight. Kelsey Sedlak has got the ball on the right sideline. Sedlak comes over here to Hodson. Hodson dribbles once. Jump pass goes to the far side. Janessa Bolin. Bolin puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Kelly Shuck on the wing. Inside to Hodson. Dumps it down low to Sedlak. Her shot no good, but she's hit on the play as Kay Sanowski is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be Kay's first. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Paul here in the second half of play, but this will be a shooting situation. Kelsey Sedlak was mauled in the act of shooting. So go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Sedlak now 2 out of 10 from the free throw line this season. Adams Central with a two-possession lead, 34-28. Next shot is up there. It's good. Big free throw there by Kelsey Sedlak. It's now 35-28. Adams Central has led this baby pretty much from the very beginning. And now head coach Todd Alberts is up in front of the St. Paul bench. He wants to call a timeout. St. Paul wants to talk things over here. We'll take a break with 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 35, St. Paul 28.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Adams Central trying to hang on here tonight. 35-28 is the score as they lead St. Paul. Wildcats came in with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. Adams Central at 6-2. The Patriots have that makeup game with Loup City coming up. That will be Monday night in Loup City. And they've got Grand Island Northwest next Friday night. That'll be in Grand Island. After this one for St. Paul, they will play at Central City next Tuesday and at Kearney Catholic next Friday. Then they'll play host to Ord on Friday night. So 3 games next week for the Cats. They're trying to scratch one out here tonight. 35-28 to score. Adams Central leading by 7, but St. Paul has got the ball. Kendra Alberts out here in three-point territory being hacked by Bolin. Finally gets rid of it down in the corner to Sanowski for 3. Shot is short. Gets her own rebound right side of the lane. Sanowski keeps it alive, out to Alberts. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Sanowski down low. Grimm has got it. Grimm looking, dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Alberts, and it was intercepted there by Shuck. Adams Central has got it now. Bolin runs it back the other way into the lane, running off balance shot. No good. Rebound Sedlak. She is fouling the play as she goes back up. Sedlak again will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is whistled on Grimm. That's going to be your second. 35-28 to score. Adams Central is leading by 7 points at the free throw line now with 26 seconds to go. Shot from the line no good again by Sedlak. She's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. She'll try another one. It is up there. That one is off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Amasit. So still 35-28. Adams Central leading by 7. We're down to 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Amasit to Sanowski gets it away now to Alberts. Alberts back out into three-point territory to Mossett. Mossett comes over to Bink. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in by Grimm, and a timeout is called in St. Paul. So he missed the shot, but Grimm was right there to put it down through the hole. After the offensive board, it's a five-point ball game now. We've got a timeout with 6 seconds to go. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 35, St. Paul 30.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central is leading by a score of 35-30. Boys contest coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Two undefeated teams going at it here tonight. Adams Central sitting at 8-0. St. Paul is at 7-0. Both teams ranked in their respective classes. Adams Central ranked number 8 in Class B. St. Paul is ranked number 8 in Class C1. Action coming up 7:45 here tonight on 1230 KHIS, the fourth game of four here today. In between games, we'll have a couple of minutes to chat with Adams Central head coach Tom Slechta, so stick around for that. Patriots will inbound here in backcourt. They get it into Hobson. She is double-teamed in the corner. Now a pushing foul can be called in St. Paul. They had the double-team. They had Hobson trapped in the corner, but a foul is going to be called here on St. Paul. It'll go on Sanowski. That's going to be your second. That's only the fourth team foul on St. Paul, so no free throws, but we're down to 3.4 seconds to play here in this one. Sedlak gets it into Hobson. Hobson in backcourt. She's hit again, and another foul is called. It's going to go on Sanowski. That's going to be your third, but now we're down to 9-tenths of a second remaining, and the Patriots are going to win this one here tonight. It wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty, but they're going to pick up their seventh win here tonight as Sedlak will play things in to Bolin, and that's going to be the end of the ball game. Adams Central wins it tonight. They win by 5 points over St. Paul. They get pretty much from start to finish here tonight. Adams Central beats St. Paul. Final score, the Patriots 35 and the Wildcats 30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. The Patriots wrap up the win in girls high school basketball tonight. Final score of 35-30. Patriots, like we mentioned, winning this one pretty much from start to finish here tonight. We were tied up early in the first quarter at 7-7. Patriots scored the final 3 points of the first quarter to grab a 10-7 advantage. Then scored the first 3 points of the second quarter to open up a 13-7 lead. That's a lead they never gave up the rest of the way. They had a 21-16 advantage at halftime, 27-20 at the end of three quarters, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 35-30. So with the loss, St. Paul will drop to 3 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Cats will get ready for Central City coming up on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Adams Central improves to 7 wins and 2 losses Adam Central will play at Loup City, a makeup ball game that will be coming up on Monday. Adam Central is originally scheduled to play Loup City on Friday night. It was postponed, and they'll try to get that one in on Monday night up in Loup City. So Adam Central sitting at 7-2 on the season after the win here tonight over St. Paul, the final of 35-30. We'll take a break and come back and check the scoring in the contest as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Adams Central wins over St. Paul. Final score of 35-30. The girls high school basketball action here tonight. Kelly Shuck was the big gun tonight for the Patriots. She ends up with 16 points in the basketball game tonight. She knocked down 5 3-pointers and hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Shuck scores 16 points. She was the only girl to reach double figures tonight for Adams Central. Janessa Boland had a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals. She had 7 points. Jalinda Hobson had 2 field goals, and she was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She had 5 tonight. Carrie Coates had a field goal, and she was 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Carrie Holland had a field goal and 2 points this evening, and Kelsey Sedlak hit 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 1 point. Patriots unofficially just 5 turnovers in the basketball game tonight and hit 50% of their free throws. They were 5 out of 10 from the free throw line. The St. Paul Wildcats led tonight by Shannon Bink. Bink has had 14 points in the ball game. She knocked down 3 3-pointers in the ball game, a 2-point field goal, and she was also 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Shannon Bink with 14 points in the ball game here tonight. She was the only player to reach double figures for the Cats. Kelsey Grimm had a couple of field goals and 4 points. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Rebecca Mossett had a 3-pointer for 3 points. Kay Sanowski had a 3-pointer for 3. Kendra Alberts, a field goal for 2. Mackenzie Mudloff, a field goal for 2. She was 0 of 2 from the stripe. And Jenna Derner had a field goal and 2 points for St. Paul. The Cats were 1 out of 8 from the free throw line here in this ball game tonight. And they unofficially had 14 turnovers in the ball game. So Adams Central wins it tonight 35-30. They lead it all the way, leading 10-7 after the first quarter. 21-16 at halftime, 27-20 at the end of three quarters. And again, the final, Adams Central 35 and St. Paul 30. Stick around. We've got more high school basketball coming your way here in just a few minutes. 7:45, the tip-off between Adams Central and St. Paul. A couple of undefeated teams going at it here in our fourth and final game of the day on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll chat with Adams Central head coach Tom Slechta as this ball club gets ready for the ball game here tonight. We'll do that right after this. Timeout on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Patriots Gym as we get set for the boys game here tonight between Adams Central and St. Desais. We've spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tom Slechten. Coach, much like the girls basketball team, you guys have not had a whole lot of time on the floor since the Christmas break.
Yeah, kids have had they had the 5-day moratorium and then some snow days. But fortunately, our kids are in pretty good shape, and they've stayed in good shape. And, even getting them back yesterday, we had a good practice, and we could see that they look pretty good. So we feel real comfortable about how we're, with the game shape we're in right now for the time of the season.
How about the Patriots coming off of a pretty impressive month of December? You guys go 8-0. You win the Minden Holiday Tournament with wins over Broken Bow and Minden. You got to be extremely pleased with the way this team is really starting to shape up.
Yeah, we're real happy. Obviously, when you're undefeated, you're happy with the wins and losses. We're more happy with the fact that we felt like over the holiday tournament, we started playing some defense. And so that was a big turn for us because we had rebounded fairly well, but we didn't feel like we had guarded real well. So we came out against Broken Bow and Minden and actually played really good defense. And so if we keep our offense going, we think that's going to, we're going to just get better as the season goes. So we're happy with where we're at right now, but obviously, like everybody, we have things to work on.
Talk about the championship ball game over there, a wild one with the Minden Whippets.
Oh, yeah, that was, I'll tell you what, Mike, it was a great game. Minden did a great job. They have a real good team, and they held us 19 points in the first half. And like we said, you're not always going to shoot from a great clip, every game, night in, night out. We're shooting 49%, 48.7% from the field overall, including threes, shooting about 37, 38% from the three-point line. But that night, we couldn't get anything to fall from inside the three-point line. So at halftime, we told them to shoot some more threes, and it worked out for us. We shot 42% from the three-point line. They did a good job of closing our drive lanes and taking away, easy looks going to the rim. We just had to hit some perimeter shots. So that was really the difference at halftime. But it was a wild game. They had a shot at the end because we didn't check out a shooter on a free throw checkout. So that just shows that early in the season, man, little things can cost you. So we got to keep working on those things. But Minden's a really good team, and we're really happy with the win.
Yeah, good thing you found a way to win despite the not shooting great early in that basketball game.
Yeah, anytime you can learn a lesson and win, it's better than learning a lesson and losing. I think just for confidence and for the kids and again, let them going. We did some things well at the end, and we talked about that. We got some big rebounds and some catches at the game, and we played a really good third end into about middle of the fourth quarter. And like you said, some free throws didn't fall for us and a couple other things didn't work, but we defended really well at the end of the game too. So when you're in those kinds of games, you just get, like you said, you got to find different ways to win. Sometimes it's a free throw, sometimes it's a rebound, sometimes it's a stop, and so we did that.
Zach Hunt, Brady Barrett, Nick Stein, the three guys that really carried the load for you offensively so far this year.
Yeah, we have five guys that are scoring 8 points or more a game. All five of our starters are scoring five or more a game. And we even have some guys that are coming off the bench contributing, Jake Fowler, Matt Overmiller, Calvin Ott. So we have eight guys that score a little bit. We have five guys that are scoring almost in double figures. So we kind of feel like that's the way we want it to be. We don't want to be a one-headed or two-headed monster. We want to be a multifaceted team with lots of guys that can contribute.
Such a great early season matchup here tonight. We got to St. Paul, another undefeated team coming in here, 7-0 on the season. Obviously a great matchup here tonight.
Yeah, it's real exciting for us because we just got done playing Minden, a ranked team, and they're really tough. And St. Paul, another team who's undefeated. And so you want to play those teams. You want to play the top teams and see where you're at. And the juices kind of go a little bit. And on a Saturday afternoon coming off a break, you maybe need a game like this. Get the guys going. So we're excited about that. And St. Paul's a real good team. And they got the two Poss kids and Brian Gay kid, and he's really solid. And then they come in with the Nyberg and the Stone kids. So they got some really good players, and it's gonna be a great game.
Louis Poss is going to be a tough guy to handle here tonight. Leading rebounder of the team. He's averaging 18 points, I think 13 rebounds per game. Leads the team in assists. Leads the team in steals. What's the game plan on him tonight?
Mike, my son, he's seven. He watches game film with me. And he said, he was really impressed with Boss, and that says something, because he was stat in the game with me, and he was stat in the game on his own. He said, "Coach, Boss has got 11 rebounds in this game and 13 points." And so he's, like you said, he can score it, but he can rebound just as well as he can score it. And I think that he gets a lot of his points off his rebounds. And so he's a really, maybe one of the best offensive rebounders that we're going to see all year. So when a guy goes on the boards and gets 4 or 5 offensive rebounds in a game, they're a really good rebounder. And so we've got to really keep him off. He's probably as athletic as anybody in the state, outside of maybe some guys that play in Omaha and Lincoln and some of those Class A schools. He's just tremendously athletic, and so we're going to have to get a body on him. That's the real key. It's really, basketball is a very simple game. We just got to get a body on him, Mike, and things will go well for us.
Between Poss and Gay, they account for 34 points out of the 57 that they score as a team. So you can shut down one or both of those guys, your chances look pretty good here.
Yeah, that's what you really have to do, and that's easier said than done. Last year, Brian Gay had 17 points in the first quarter on him. So Our game plan in the second quarter, Mike, was, hey, how about we don't let Brian Gay get another 17, and he got 2 the rest of the game. And that's not because we shut him down necessarily. It was more their other guys started scoring, and Brian's a really unselfish player, the Gay kid is. But when he gets open looks, he's going to hit them. And so you have to limit his touches outside, in transition and in the half court. You have to limit his touches on the outside. And then he's a really good post player, and so they'll put him on the block on us tonight quite a bit, and we just got to do a good job of trying to fight around and limit his touches and get some help on the backside. He's a really solid player.
Coach Peters has been known for his defense up there at St. Paul. Is this a deliberate basketball team? Are they going to want to slow things down tonight?
You know, sometimes Coach Peters will do all kinds of different things. He'll go full court. He'll go full court zone press sometimes. Sometimes if he thinks he may go into a 2-3, a 1-2-2, a 3-2, a 1-3-1. He might go diamond in one. He might go triangle in two. Whatever they do, the report thing against Peters is not to worry about what they're going to do. We know that Coach will have a good strategy and good game plan for him. And so what we have to do is take care of our business and make them guard us. If you worry about how they guard you, you're going to be in big trouble. So we got to make them guard us. And so that's what we're going to worry about.
What type of game do we want tonight?
That's a good question, because they're a pretty good running team, because Louis Poss is great in the break. So that's a really good question. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't want to get up-tempo, but we do not want to be helter-skelter, because Louis Poss will thrive in that kind of a game too. We want to limit their breaks and then try and get boards and run. And that's the kind of game we want to be. So we always want an up-tempo game, I think, with everybody we'll see all year, primarily because we're small and quick and fast, and that's what we got. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Okay, good.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
I'm Slack, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Stick around, come back, and check the starting lineups up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central as we get set for the boys game here tonight between the Patriots and the St. Paul Wildcats. Good matchup for us here tonight as Adams Central comes in, a record of 8 wins and no losses on the season. The Patriots are ranked number 8 this week in Class B. Adams Central coming off of a Minden Holiday basketball tournament in which they won the championship They beat Broken Bow by the score of 70-45 in the opening round, and then held off Minden.